The guest for you to meet once again now as part of our series, which is
Anglia
in Focus.
And the guest is indeed Des Reynolds, who's the assistant manager at the Seagull Theatre in Lowestoft, who I hope is joining us live on the programme now. Very good morning to you, Des.
Good morning, Mark. Lovely to hear from you.
I know it's a very busy time in general terms, isn't it, for the Seagull Theatre at this time of year?
Yeah, Christmas in any performing space is going to be really busy. We've got three or four big shows coming up in the next month, and we've got a lot of preparation going ahead. Right, today there are people downstairs rehearsing as we speak.
Hello, you still there, Des?
Oh, I'm still here.
Yeah, you suddenly disappeared then for some reason.
Yeah, we've got people rehearsing downstairs as we speak. Starting tomorrow, we're going to have big school groups in all this week for our early years pantomime. We do a special pantomime production for very young children. We have 12 different local schools coming in to experience over the next couple of weeks. And then we'll be moving on to our adult performances of our cabaret show that runs in the middle of December. And then we finish off the season and the run-up to Christmas with a youth production of Frozen this year. We've had some really amazing, talented young people that have been getting ready to perform that for all the way since September. So we're really excited to see what they've been able to come up with. And, of course, all of that surrounds our live stream for care homes as well.
Well, that's right, and that's what we're going to be talking about now, isn't it? The Voice Cloud is delighted to announce the return of the highly anticipated annual online concert. It's a Christmas special, and it's taking place on Sunday the 8th of December, I understand. Tell us all about it.
Well, that's right, Mark. We started back in 2020 originally, when unfortunately we couldn't have sort of live theatre, and we were very concerned about a lot of people's relatives that were very isolated, living in care homes at that time, as we all remember. And we worked with the Voice Cloud team to put together this live stream program, which is very much in the style of an old 1950s and 60s sort of Christmas special. You think of Val Dooneycan, or you think of some of those other sort of great 1950s singers sort of the swing era and the Christmas specials that they used to do. It's that sort of style of show. Only instead of doing it live with an audience in the room, we do it live with a much bigger audience across the internet, and that stream goes out. In the last year, we had close on 300 different care homes all over the country. Obviously, a lot local to us, but we also had some as far afield as New Zealand and Australia, and all around the world, tuning in really specifically for those older members of the community who can't necessarily get into the theatre, but still are going to really want to enjoy Christmas. We managed to combine that with being able to do messages from their relatives. So if somebody sort of doesn't live close enough to go and visit their person on their mum or their dad or their uncle on Christmas, they're able to send us the messages, and we're able to, if that obviously as long as their care home is watching the performance, we're able to say hi from them and incorporate a little bit of interactivity into the performance. We're looking forward to it.
I really think it's a wonderful idea to bring people together in such a way that a lot of people, you know, feel lonely at Christmas, don't they? And this is one way to overcome that. Everybody feeling that they're together and they're, you know, in enjoying the event. And I think it's absolutely wonderful that you're doing it.
Yeah, so Christmas can be a really bittersweet time for people. There's a lot of joy around. There's a lot of family time, but not everybody's able to be with their family physically, you know, in the same space. And for those community members who are older or have chronic illness or have got a lot of challenges, actually it's really nice to find a way to include them and involve them and spread a little bit of that Christmas joy. And care homes can be a really challenging area for a lot of people. A lot of families have a lot of mixed emotions about their relatives being in a care home, and we just want to normalise Christmas for them just a little bit, give them a sense of Christmas cheer, and make sure that they're part of it.
I think it's a wonderful idea. Now, how can people basically get involved and actually view the video. Can you tell us how they can do this?
What we do is we put up a website, VoiceCloud work with us, put up a website where people can sign up, and then we send you out when the actual event's happening, we send you out a live link. So if you want to get involved, the website to go to is called thevoicecloud.co.uk. That's all one word, thevoicecloud, all one word, .co.uk, and just put a /Christmas 2024, and that will... that will get you there. And if all else fails, come and have a chat with us here at The Seagull. You can email me at community@theseagull.co.uk and we can help you get signed up. But thevoicecloud.co.uk/Christmas2024.
Now, what is the situation if people can't actually, for one reason or another, join you on Sunday the 8th of December? Are there other options where they can literally log in and watch it on a different date?
Absolutely. So again, for that same sign-up form, once you're signed up there, you get access to the live stream, but you also then get access for a couple of weeks after Christmas. We have the recorded version available and people can still watch it, and they can watch it on Christmas Day if they'd like. We keep it up there for 2 or 3 weeks until we get past Christmas, so that people can who weren't able to take part on that particular specific day and time, so it's 2 o'clock on Sunday the 8th of December is when it's actually live, but as I say, you're still able to enjoy the show, enjoy the singing for a good 2 or 3 weeks afterwards.
I think it's a wonderful idea. And, of course, it is also being streamed in 4K high definition. So that makes it even better, doesn't it?
Yeah, first time ever you'll be able to see everybody's wrinkles really well.
It sounds a wonderful idea, Des. And, you know, well done to the Seagull Theatre for getting involved in this project yet again and bringing people that little bit closer, as you were saying earlier, at a very difficult time. Well, it can certainly be a very difficult time for people around Christmas. And it's a way of uniting people. I think that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, and again, all credit to the Voice Cloud and Stephen and Paul Aymer, who run that organisation as well. Another amazing not-for-profit organisation locally, and they do most of the hard work, all the heavy lifting with that. We provide them with space and we provide them with some resources, but actually they do a lot of the heavy lifting to make this happen and have done now for 4 years. So all credit to Stephen and Paul at the Voice Cloud.
I think that's great. Now, I'm going to ask you to give us some details once again of how people can find out more about the Seagull Theatre in general terms, because it's a wonderful venue. I'll say I've been there a number of times, always enjoyed it. And at the end of the day, you have such a variety of entertainment available across the year, don't you?
Yeah, we're very fortunate here at the Seagull. We're a community grassroots environment, so we look to provide as many things as we can to support our local community members. So you've got a full program over 100 shows through the year of live performances here. Everything from poetry, dance, drama, and music, right the way across the spectrum, and all at a very affordable price. We serve an area that. Frankly, is a little bit deprived, so we make sure that our ticket prices are affordable. Our average price is around £10 to come and see a show here, and if you bring in a little, then it'll be a lot less than that. So we're really really keen to offer that access to music and to drama, but we also have a whole range of activities during the daytimes for a range of vulnerable groups. So we do drama classes for adults with learning disabilities. We do a whole range of activities for people living with dementia and their families. We've got a carers drama group. We've got free ukulele lessons. We've got singing for lung health. A lot of people after the pandemic are still having issues with their breathing and with their lungs, as well as those with things like COPD and asthma. And we run a free group on a Saturday morning specifically for singing techniques that support and help with breathing. So we do that on a Saturday morning. We have 4 different youth theatre classes for young people that want to get involved in drama, as well as a young professionals group for those who perhaps want to take it really seriously and look at having it as a career. So there's a whole range of things that you can do here at the Seagull. You can come and join one of our groups, you can take part in an activity, you can watch a show. And if you want to find out all that information, it's There's two good ways of doing it. You can go to our website, www.theseagull.co.uk. That's The Seagull, all one word, T-H-E-S-E-A-G-U-L-L, .co.uk. Or you can go on Facebook and search us up on Facebook. We're on there as Seagull Theatre, and all of our upcoming events and all of our activities are regularly advertised there on the old Facebook page.
I think that's really great, and I've just had a message come through actually from Neil Sutton at the at the Bugle magazine, who said that he's talked to you many times, and I know that you also participate in sending him lots of information through for the Bugle, don't you?
Yeah, we're never short of a press release, I have to say. We've always got something that we need to advertise. Neil's a great supporter in that respect.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Always good to support the Bugle.
That's great, and thank you for talking to us today, Des, and this Christmas special video. Give us the way in which people can get involved and watch it again, can you?
Yeah, so if you want to sign up to be part of the Christmas live stream, you go to The Voice Cloud, that's T-H-E-V-O-I-C-E, cloud, C-L-O-U-D, all one word, .co.uk/Christmas2024. And if you have any difficulties, just give us a drop us an email here at The Seagull, community@theseagull.co.uk. Either of those will work, and you can get you signed up, and you can take part in the live stream.
Thank you very much, Des, for telling us so much about the Seagull Theatre and about this special Christmas video, which I'm sure is going to be yet again a great success for everybody. And well done to the Seagull for, you know, being involved with this project.
Thanks very much. Great to speak to you, Mark.
Thanks very much, Des. There we've been talking to Des Reynolds, who's the assistant manager at the Seagull Theatre in Lowestoft. Sounds wonderful, doesn't it? You know, bringing people together at Christmas. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Because, as we were saying, it can be a very difficult and a lonely time for a lot of people. Well done to everybody, as I say, at the Seagull and the Voice Cloud for getting involved with this.
There'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth, but instead it just kept on raining, a veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir, and the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, eyes full of tinsel and fire.